We are learning Mesechtas Bav Metzia, Daf Tzadik Ches Amabez. We are beginning two dots, four lines from the top. It's in the Mishnah, Zeh Mashu'ula Zeh Mashchura. This is the third case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if they're fighting about which one died and when it died, this one says, which is the Mashal says, the Sh'ula died, and therefore Yechayv Reinsim. And the Shoyal, or the slash Seicher, says, no, it died while it was a Seicher, or the one that was a Seicher died. So here they're both Bari. So what's the halacha over here? So halacha is, Yeshava HaSeicher Sheshura Mesa. The Seicher should make a Shura that Sheshura Mesa, Sheshura Mesa. The Seicher is the one that was Shura, that was rented, died, and therefore he's Potter with a Shura. But the Shail is, where does the Shura come from? When there's an argument, a Bari against a Bari, where does the Shura come from? Frank Demar, Amai, Mashatanu Loi Haidaloi. Which means the only time you find the din of Shura in a Toyin Venitin, which means when two people are arguing, the only time you find a Shura is either a guy has Eid Echad on his side, or there's a Moida B'Miksas. Here, there's no Moida B'Miksas. He wasn't Moida. I said it was Shura, you said Shura. It's not Moida B'Miksas. Mashatanu, what I was telling Loi Haidaloi, or Mashatanu Loi Tanu. There's no Toyin Venitin, you have Moida B'Miksas. So where does the Shura come from? Ula answers, I day Gilgal. The Amalei establish the Ezimias Kedarka Mesa. You anyway have to make a Shua. You're tying it to that you're a Seicher, you're a Seicher, it's rented, and if you're a Potter from Einzim, you anyway have to make a Shua that Kedarka Mesa. There wasn't a Pshia, there wasn't a Shlichas Yad. And once we have you making that Shua, there's a din of Gilgal Shua, which is a derisive that then learned out from Saita. And now, Migud, you have to make a Shua that a die Kedarka Mishtaba Nami Schur Mesa. I can roll on you the Shua of Schur Mesa and therefore make you make a Shua. So that's why it says this one has to make a Shua, Shishur Mesa. But some he should be Potter out, but here I can make you make a Shua and you have to swear there was Taka of Schur Mesa. Like we spoke out when we learned the Tzadik Zayin of Abayz, that really this question could be asked. You should have said Gilgal Shvua in the case of Ein Yedea. We had a question that by Vishema, the Bari against Ein Yedea, the Gemara's question was, why does the Ein Yedea have to pay? He's a Muchzik, and it's a Kasher of Nachman. So Gemara answers the case of Moed Mixtas. There's two paras, three paras. Shailu, why would you say Gilgal? So we answered then a few terutzim. We'll say over the Rosh's Teretz again. The idea Gilgal, you don't have the din of Ein Yedea's Chayiv. Someone who's Ein Yedea can't make a Shvua. And usually you say, because he can't swear. But on a Gilgal, you don't say that. If the Shvua came through a Gilgal, through something else, there's no din of Matayach Shere Yachal Shavah Masham. That's why he couldn't say that case. Here, it's not a case he doesn't know. He knows. Just make a Shvua that he knows. So here you can say the din of Gilgal Shvua. And finally, last case of our Mishnah is Zem in Yedea of Zem in Yedea. Each one says they don't know Taka. I don't know. I don't know which one it is when it died. We just found it dead at the end of the day. We don't know when it died. So there, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Yachloiku. So the Gemara, Homani, who's just going to some chesed. I'm a mom and a mother, Safa Chalkin. Because according to Rabbana, when you have a Safik, the halach is that you go a moitzim and chaver al varaya. But some chesed holds, when you have a Safik, and it's a Safik of Dororo de Mamayna, which means it's a Safik that's obviously a Safik, even without our tainos, even without the arguings, that the teaching, I don't know. It's be'etzim a Safik, so some chesed holds that it's mamun hamutul v'safik, and you split it, and therefore our Mishnah says Yechloik was going according to Sumchas. Zot the Gemara Vaita. The next child of the Gemara will be going back to the idea of Balav Imoy, the din that someone rents or borrows a para, and he borrows or rents the owner with it. The halach is that if anything happens, you're part. Even though Shel Yuzhu Chayiv, or Ensoich Yuzhu Chayiv, and Gneva Veda, if you borrow the bailim with it, and the bailim works for you, the owner of the cow, then you are pot. So, boy, Rab Avim Mamamal. Shail of a bailim, what happened was he borrowed the cow with the bailim, along the bailim. So now we know that the Ptur Balavim takes effect if B'shas the She'ela there is a bailim ima. But now this thing turned into a schiris. And then afterwards, you was Sachra Shloim a bailim. You continue, you held on to, you never gave it back, you held on to the para. And the She'ela, the She'ela was for a week. After the week, you say, you know what, can I rent it for next week? So you didn't give it back and pick it up, you kept it. So what's the halacha? She'ela, Bailam, Sachar, Bailam, Aho. Mi and Minon, She'ela, Luchudei, Kaima, V'Schiris, Luchudei, Kaima. Each one's a separate entity, and therefore the Schiris is a new Schiris, and there's no Baal of Imai. Oidilma, Schiris, B'Shaila, Meshach, Shaichi. Why? The Mechayim, Gnei, V'Aveda. So the second side is like this, that the truth is, you are chayiv already in everything when you had the she'elah b'baylim, and now you just downgraded it to a schiris. But whatever you chayiv was already there from before. So maybe it's just a continuation of the first she'elah b'baylim with a downgrade off the ointzim. But it's not a new schiris. What's the ra? You're not making a new mashicha here. It's by you the whole time. So maybe it's a continuation. Or on the other hand, l'maisa, it's a whole different chayiv. It's a chayiv of schiris, which downgraded it. Bumbakash you have. So if you look at Taisus Shaila, look at the Taisus, look at Taisus. Zirabaskal Sha'Allah. So Taisus is the middle of the Taisus Sha'Allah. Vim Taima, small Taisus, but the middle of Taisus. Vim Taima, the Rion the El, the Asis Schiris Babylon, Umafkas Schiris Labylon. Alma, Ainshniam Chabaris Marashaina. So there was a case, the opposite case, but the same time. You're saying there the case was that Isha was saying for something, and then she got married. That was Bebailim now. So when the husband was shayel, it was Bebailim. So Taisa asked Kashal, how do you see that's not a continuation? And for Taisa, Shleima, the Xeris of Kosovo, the Cholhecha de Ika Bailim, Oyber Shayna Vishniya Pata. He said it's different there. There, I'm bringing in a new Bailim. So if I bring a new Bailim, so there, the ball of imai could even happen in the middle because that's a new schiris. It's a ball of imai, but here you want to use the old ball of imai. So then I can work with the original way it got to my rishos. I can use the ball of imai. Tais is different when it comes to getting the p'tur than the keeping the p'tur. It's different halacha, but it's very good kasha like Tais asks. So here the Mara first shaila is like this. You shalom abaylim, and then you continue holding on to it with derech skiris. It's a shaila if it's a continuation of abaylim. That's question number one. We have four questions here. Imtim shalom askiris b'shaila meshashaychi. If you're going to say that skiris is a continuation of a shaila, you know why? Because shaila had that chiyuv at least k'nei aveda, at least that, and then you went to skiris, so you have that chiyuv continued. So even if you say that continues, what about the opposite case? In the Shleim Eskiris B'Shaila Meshashaychi, what about Sochra B'Bailim and Shalom Shleim B'Bailim Ahu? What happens if it started with a renting and then I borrowed it? Mao, Shaila B'Eskiris Vadi Lo Shaycha, Shaila is definitely a new thing because now you have an Einsim. Oy Dilma, Kivin the Shaycha B'Mixas, Kvan Shaycha B'Kulu Dami. Lamaisa, part of the Shaila was Shaykh before because the Gnei Aveda was there. So that's the question. Is that called enough of a Shaykh or not? Now, it's Mavuya Rashi, and the Rashash points this out on when he has a pirush on Taisvis, that's Pashit, for Gneva Vaveda, you will have a Dimbal of Imai. Because that you were chayv already by the Seicher. And that the Sheila continue. We're going into Tzulayim, that is a continuation. It's only a question on the Oinsim of Sheila, do you have Bailim? Do you say that there's no Sheikhas, the Oinsim wasn't there before? Or you say that since it's B'miksas, Gneva Vaveda, it's the same, it's considered the same Gavi Oinis also, considered by Bailim. That's the Sheila. Shal number three. In Tim Shalom Aloyim, we're going to keep the Shaykh Mixas, if you say that you don't say, keep the Shaykh Mixas, command the Shaykh Bakula Dami. So what about, let's just say that it's not enough. But basically, a Seicher den a Shayel is not enough to be Chayav and Oinsim. Why not? Because that's a new Chiv. So if you say that, what about this following Shalom? Shaila Babailim. You start off with a shayel, then you went to a schiris, which we say always is a good continuation, like we said in Sulaimar, and then the chaz of a shayla. Now, after that second schiris, you went back to shayla. So now we said shayla and schiris are not really continuations. So here, there's a question is now, hoder asle shayla duchta oidilma ifsikle schiris beni beni. The question, the third question is like this, that you went from seicher from a shayel to seicher to shayel. So he went from Shoyal to Seicher, there was called a Bailim. Now I went from the Seicher to Sha'ela, now it jumped up back up to Einis. Is that considered a new thing? Or we say it's a continuation of the first thing. Because Lamaisa, the Seicher was a little bit seamless because the Seicher continued the Bailim. But on the other hand, the Seicher was a Chayav and Einsim. So that's the question. Do you say the Hod Asle Shalal Duch that goes back to its place? Or if Sikulay Schir is Beni Beni? Now the last Shail is Sachra b'baylim, start off with schir b'baylim v'shala, and we're going to remember that it doesn't help for insim of shayla. Then v'chaz v'sachra, mao miyam rinon asla schir seduchta, schir goes back to the duchta, back to this place. And then what ifsikala shayla b'ayin minim? I said shayla made a hefsik because the guy insim made a hefsik, so it's sikla hefsik. So maybe it doesn't go back to schiris. Maybe it doesn't go back to the case of the schiris because Maisi had a hefsik, so it's a new thing. When it went into shayla, it went a new thing. Since the guy insim is a new thing. So maybe it's a new thing now. And when it goes back to the schiras, because once the she'ela came, it became like a new mashicha now. Because you see, legavi einzer became a new thing. So then maybe legavi the schiras it won't go back. So
like the first instance, before the continues.
No, but here we're going according to Man Yama that she'ela after schiras does not continue.
Does continue.
Right, but here the problem is she'ela after schiras doesn't continue. We're in schiras, she'ela, schiras. So the she'ela after schiras, I know, right. So but still, that's enough of a hefsek maybe. That's enough of a hefsek. It makes it a new thing, a new parasha. Because they have an interest like that, so it makes a new parasha. Yeah, because the schiras only is chayv. It's only the Aveda. Yes, I have to be even.
Which has the
ancient period? Shasta ancient period, you would be chayv. No, you are. That's Rashi Shita. You are chayv.
You wouldn't.
No, but the Maaseh of Rashi is you are, so you have to explain the Shalafi Rashi. So, but still, it's still considered a new Mashiach, and therefore, maybe to the Schiris already, that's already too far away, and it won't be connected to the first Schiris, because there's a Chesaron in the connection over here. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya, and more ends of Teiku. Tosfos has a different Girsa because of these problems. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos is the Maaseh of Chalchik Gassin, and says, Tema, he got M. Cain, Ma Boy Boy Revius. Sochra by Shalom Baile and Mechaz of Sochra Mahu. He has the cash of the guy. He has the Sichu Dukta Eloi. Hakim the Shailish of Emta Loi Chashiva Bailim, Hechad has Rizla Dukta. He asked even more. Because he held that a Shaila after Schiris doesn't even Geneva Aveda. Even Geneva Aveda doesn't have Bailim. Because Shaila is a new thing. So Tayyid says the cash then, what was the Gemara Shaila? Schiris, Shaila, Schiris. What's the Tzadik goes back to Schiris? It's definitely broken up. But the Rashi says, no, if Rashi or Shitasa is good. Because since there is some kind of connection, Legabi, Geneva, Va'aveda. So therefore, you could have a continuation to the schiris. That's Rashi learns. There's a milo on Rashi's pshat over Tosfos. Tosfos has a kash on it. So he also doesn't understand it. It says over here, "Bepirish Rashi mashmali that Marina Rav Shash that gneva veda lekom boyle shere v'chiyuv shayich gakav eschiris ki kom boyle bo ein sop pei dechiyuv less of eschiris va Tosfos lo yavinu kach lekein hikshu alav meboyer revi ve'idach." So he also throws in what, and the Tosfos Rashi says also, look at your question, that there was, you have to come onto two shaykhis already, it's too far away. The skiris is too far away from the first skiris to continue with Bailam. Lamaisa, the skiris went to Shiloh, okay, the Gavinei Aved is a little bit shy. And I go to the next thing, it's already too much, too far to work. So Mark comes out with Teiku not answering the Shiloh. Okay, we'll make a haskalah on this Mishnah because we have some time for Tzadik Chesed base. Let's make a haskalah on this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Shoyles a paro. Someone who borrows a paro. Now, when he says that, send it over to me, and I'm mekabel achrayis, so then already he starts being chayiv and oinsim everything. So what happened was here, Hashoyles a paro, v'sholcholoi biyabinoi biyadavdoi biyad shluchoi, the mashal, the owner, sent the para with his son or his eved or his shliach or he sent it with the son or eved of shliach of the shayil. In all these cases, umesa potter. Why? Because it didn't reach the shayil's hands yet. And the shayil never said to send it with your eved or my eved. I never told you to do that. Until it gets to my hand, I'm potter. Now, what's the case of shluchai? The shluchai sounds like he appointed him as a shliach. So why is that enough? So it's machlokes in the Gemara Baba Kama what shluchai means. Rav Chista in Baba Kama learns that shluchai means the schiroi velikita. It means his worker. So everyone knows this worker is a shayil's worker, and therefore the owner of the parah said, you know, I'll send it with his worker. And still, that's not yachayev because I never told you to. But the Rav Chista holds if the shayil appointed a shliach and said, this is my agent, then avad that is considered came to his hand. That's what Rav Chista holds. Rabbah says, no. Even if I appointed him a shliach with edim, it doesn't mean that I'm mekabel d'chayv einsim. All I mean is to say is, look, this guy is a trustworthy guy. If you want, you can send it with him. Not that I'm taking responsibility. So that's the question what the word shluchah means. Rashi brings down both this pshat of Rav Chista and Rabbah from Masechus Baba Kama. So that's all if the shayil doesn't say to send it with this son or eved. But Omaloy HaShoyel, if the Shoyel says, you know what, Sholchali, send it to me, biyad bani, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi. Send it with my son, my servant, or my agent. Oy, biyad bincha, biyad avdicha, biyad shluchecha. Or, your son, your Eben, your shliach. Oi, Shomalay Mashal, the Mashal tells the Shoyal, Harim Shach Labiad Beni Biad Avi Yavshuch, I'm sent with my son, and my Evan and my Shliach, or Biad Bimcha Biad Bimcha Biad Bimcha Biad in your son's hands, or your Evan's hands, or your Shliach's hands. Va'omalay Asher, and so says, Shlach. And so, yeah, sure, send it. V'shilcho, Mesa Chai, V'nei Chai. So our mission is pretty simple. Basically, if the Shoyal says, send it with that guy, then no matter whose guy it is, the halacha is that that's Kabbalah's achrayis. If not, then no, till it gets in my hands, not Kabbalah's achrayis. And the Mishnah ends off, v'chein v'shal shemachzir, same thing with returning. Here, the Baal Bas in the driver's seat. When the Shoyal sends it back, Saif sends it back with his own shliach, sends it back with your shliach, until the Mashal says, send it, it's not called a return. But if the Mashal says, send it to your son, so then it's considered that I'm saying, if you give it to that person, it's considered you returned it already. So the same halacha of a shoyal is the same halacha of when you machzir it to the mashal, the same halacha that you have to have his rishus in order to make it work.